We're now arriving at Queen's College here, founded back in 1448, in part by one Margaret d'Anjou, the wife of King Henry VI, who founded King's College, which we'll see later on. But then we've just gone underneath the mathematical bridge here, designed back in 1749 by a student of Isaac Newton's called William Etheridge and built by David Essex. So if anyone tells you it was designed by Isaac Newton, they're lying. We're about to pick up our first guest, so I'm going to find ourselves a nice spot to park up and get him on here safely.
We're just manoeuvring into the side here, and there is teetering on the bank above us, our first passenger. Welcome aboard.
It's a long way down.
It's a very long way down.
Thank you.
Welcome to our studio.
Thank you. My name's Graham McShane. I'm a fellow in engineering at Queen's College, and I'm an academic in the engineering department. So I lecture and do research in topics in engineering materials.
And we've just travelled under the very famous or infamous mathematical bridge that Max was just telling us about. Unlike most of the bridges, which are kind of solid, this one is like a crosshatch kind of design with lots of wood and poles, loads of geometric shapes that you kind of look like you could sort of fold it up like a duplex kind of structure. So why is this bridge, apart from looking great, why is it special?
It's very unusual amongst the bridges that you see behind the colleges on the river. As you mentioned, all the other bridges are solid stone arches, but the mathematical bridge is made out of wood, is the first thing to notice about it. And the reason you can get away with making it out of wood is that it's a totally different kind of bridge. It's what's known as a truss structure. So a truss structure is made up of a whole series of bars which are linked together, and they transmit the forces very efficiently to the supports. And so by using a truss structure, you can create a structure which isn't necessarily as strong as a solid stone arch, but it uses little material. It uses the material very efficiently, and so it transmits the forces to the supports very efficiently. So you have a very lightweight structure.
Right, and this is why it can be not so solid as all the others.
That's right. And what's also unusual about the mathematical bridge is not just that it's a truss structure, but it's an arched truss structure. So you very often see trusses used to build things like railway bridges. In those cases, it's a flat truss structure that goes straight across the river. But the Queen's Mathematical Bridge is an arched truss structure, and that's quite difficult to achieve. And so the bridge uses a very distinctive way of arranging the bars called radius and tangent trussing. And that's a way of achieving this curved truss shape.
Uh-oh. Being attacked by another punt. We're trying to have an interview here.
We're going to be boarded in a minute.
Do you get punt pirates? Is that a thing? So it's a very impressive structure, and it seems like it's a great idea if you want to save material. You're an engineer. Do you use this structure in your work?
Well, truss structures are obviously of interest for efficient, lightweight structures. And saving weight is very important in mechanical engineering design because people want lighter aircraft, lighter cars, lighter trains. And so there's a whole area of research looking at how you can create materials using the same concepts. So if you imagine taking a truss structure like the mathematical bridge and miniaturizing it down until the bars are a few millimeters in length, then you've got a material that's known as a lattice material. So a lattice material is a type of material where it's made up of an array of bars distributed to transmit forces very efficiently through the structure. And so this allows you to create very stiff, very lightweight materials that are very good for lightweight engineering design. They also have other interesting properties. So when you crush these lattice structures, they absorb energy very efficiently. So they can also find uses in things like crash protection and also in helmets.
Ah, another Cambridge favourite, cycling then?
Absolutely. So people want lightweight, efficient helmets for sports and for cycling and all kinds of other applications. And so we're very interested in using lattice materials to create the next generation of protective equipment and helmets. So maybe in future you might see a helmet that when you cut it open, it looks like the mathematical bridge inside.
Graham, do you see the same sorts of structures cropping up in nature? Has nature engineered its own solution using the same physics?
Absolutely. So if you look at the structure of the bones in birds' wings, for example, those are very stiff, very lightweight structures where they've got a complex network of bones within the bones. So you've got this truss-like structure which gives you that stiffness and lightweight. So you do see it evolved in nature to in any applications where you want to save weight but still has to be stiff and strong at the same time.
And Max alluded to the fact that there's an often heard rumour that Newton built this bridge. What is that rumour and why do we know it's not true?
Well, it's a good story, but unfortunately it doesn't have any basis in fact. The main reason why it can't be true is that the bridge was designed and built long after Newton died, and so he couldn't have had anything to do with it, unfortunately.
He was clever, but he wasn't that clever.
He wasn't that clever, that's right. There's also stories that it was designed by a student of Newton, but that's not true either.
Separating fact from fiction, Graham McShane, thank you very much for joining us on our Punch Studio.
No problem, you're welcome.